Right, thank you everyone. Don't forget, dissertation proposals to me by Monday morning. You don't need me to tell you again, but I will. This is worth 60 credits, everyone. Which, for some of you, could change your final grade. Although, half of you are in danger of flunking completely. Oh, why are you still here? All your little buddies have gone home. Another excuse as to why you won't possibly be able to get your proposal to me by Monday. Look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. You're not going to pass my class. In fact, show me what you've written so far. Oh, come on now, don't be shy. I'm going to be the poor soul marking it anyway. Look, I saw you typing away during today's seminar. You must have done some work. Oh, for Pete's sake, just hand me your laptop and I'll do it. Oh, look, you even have it up. Wow, have you actually been doing work this lesson? First time for everything. Right, here you go. The thick, mature, and curvy professor sat alone in the classroom. Excuse me, what the hell is this? Is this about me? Answer me, young man. What? I can't hear you. Louder. Yes? Yes, it is. Well, first things first. The thick, mature, and curvy professor sat alone in the classroom. Comma. Hey, don't try snatching this out of my hands. Sit. Now. I said, sit. Thank you. Playing with the buttons on her blouse, looking out of the window, thinking about her students' rock hard cocks. Full stop. Capital letter. She was feeling needy and unfulfilled, comma. She dreamt of being thrown down and held by their strong hands whilst they explored, slid down her black pencil skirt, and used her thick, one was thick spelt with two C's, body for their own desires. Oh, spelt D-E-S-I-R-E-S. Really now, this is what you've spent my whole lesson doing. Firstly, need I say this is grossly inappropriate. Second, have you not been working on your proposal at all? Have you been sat there writing absolute garbage the whole time? Oh, I thought you working on your laptop was a first. Do not interrupt me. You sit there and be quiet. Listen closely, young man. I teach you. I am the one in charge. You? You do as I say. I do not want to hear any of your pathetic excuses any longer. I've had enough of them. You have been a thorn in my side since you joined my class. You have brought down my scores, my reputation. I have never, ever had a student fail my class. Yet this year, you have been the worst cohort I have ever taught. And you are the biggest offender. I'd tell you I was disappointed with you, but honestly, I never had any hope to begin with. How you even got admitted to this university is just beyond me. Let's get back to this shit show, shall we? All she wanted was to sink, sweetie, to her knees and be surrounded by rock-hard cocks. Then she would part her sexy red lips and slide a big, hard cock into her mouth, comma, working her way through each one of her students' cocks, begging each one to fuck her in her delicious wet holes. She was just a toy for them. A fuck toy. Oh, sweetie. Sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. Is that what you think when you look at me? When you watch me? Standing in front of class with my pretty little pencil skirt, my blouse, my red lipstick, high-heeled shoes. Do you think I stand there? My eyes running through the sea of faces, thinking about which cock I want to suck on the most. Yeah. Oh, now you're being quiet, aren't you? First time for everything, sweetie. This is a good look for you, you know. Sitting still and quiet. Oh, your attention on me. Doing exactly as you're told. This is where you belong. Where all you boys belong. Below me. Being obedient. Quiet. Doing as they're told. Because, sweetie, what makes you think that I would be the one on my knees sucking cock? What makes you think that I would enjoy being treated as a... What was it now, sweetie? Oh yes, a little fuck toy. Go on, answer the question, little boy. Speak. Silence. What makes you think that I would submit so willingly to you? No, darling, I'm not like these college girls you hang around with. I don't get all glossy-eyed and giggly when a boy pays attention to me. I don't sink to my knees, doe-eyed, mouth open, waiting for a cock to fill it. But do you know something, sweetie? I don't really think that's what you want in a woman, is it? You like this much, much more, don't you, sweetie? You act like you like all this macho, macho crap. But really, little boy, you like it when you're told to do by an older, more experienced woman, don't you? Go on, little boy. Say yes, miss. Be a good boy and answer your teacher. Wow, you're learning. When I ask you a question, you should always reply with, yes, miss. Do you understand? Good boy. Are you getting hard, little boy? Is your teacher telling you off? I thought as much. Shifting in your seat, trying to conceal your bulge. Your eyes keep glancing at my cleavage. You're trying not to show it, but, sweetie, I can read you so easily. Stand. Come on, quick, quick. Now take your clothes off. Yes. Now. Class is over for the day. No one will be disturbing us. I want to see exactly what I do to you. That's an order, sweetie. Don't disobey your teacher now. Now, sit back down, part your legs, and show me that cock of yours. But do not stroke it. Well, well, well. Look, you're so very, very hard for me. Twitch, twitch, twitch. No wonder you don't get any work done. Is this what happens during every class with me? When you're writing your smutty little fantasies, your cock twitching in your trousers as you watch me. Are you always this hard for me? Go on. I want to hear you say it. I want to hear you say, I get so hard for you, miss. What else do you think about, sweetie? What other steamy ideas are in that perverse little head of yours? Do you think about pulling up my skirt, ripping my pantyhose, and bending me over my desk, pounding my perfect little wet pussy? Or maybe when I turn to write on the chalkboard, you think about coming up behind me, hand around my throat, touching my curvy body, my breasts, my ass, and me not saying no. Do you want to touch yourself right now? Not yes, it's yes, miss, remember? Do you want to grip that hard cock in front of me, showing me what I do to you? Well, sweetie, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm not some sweet little submissive female. So your little pathetic fantasies will stay that way. I make the rules, little boy. What I say goes. Do you understand? I am your teacher, your superior. I make the rules. I call the shots. Is that clear? Good boy. Right then, you may stroke. Yes, while I'm standing here watching you, show me how you masturbate every night when you're alone in your dorm, thinking about your hot teacher and all the naughty things you do to her. Take that hand and stroke it up and down. There we go. Good boy. That didn't take much convincing, did it? Up and down. Slowly, sweetie. Slowly. I don't want to rush this. I'm enjoying it. And I know you are too. Now, look at me. Go on. Not the floor. Not the chalkboard behind me. Not the desk you imagine fucking me on. Me. Look at me. Watch me as you stroke your cock. Look into my eyes. Go on. Are those little stories always about me? They are. Wow. Aren't you a dirty, dirty little boy? Disgusting, perverted boy. I'm just doing my job. Teaching you. Day in, day out. And yet, you're getting off on it, aren't you? Don't look away. Keep looking at my face as you stroke. You're getting off on my position, aren't you? Above you. Getting off on me telling you what to do. Does that feel good, sweetie? Stroking your cock with me standing here right in front of you. Watching you, judging you. You like being treated like this, don't you? Like some little plaything. All mine to do whatever I want to. That's it. Stroke faster while I kneel in front of you. It's like one of your sordid fantasies, isn't it? Do you want me to suck on it? Yeah. Do you want me to put it in my mouth and suck on your cock? My gorgeous lips edging closer and closer. Hands off. No, I'm not going to suck your cock. But I am going to stroke you. I am going to use all that pre-cum as lube and smear it over your head. Your shaft. And I am going to milk this cock. Every ounce of cum is going to be drained from those balls. And then maybe when you're less distracted, you'll get some fucking work done. Squeezing the shaft with one hand and your balls with the other. Playing with them between my fingers. Now, are you going to be a good boy for me? Say it. Say, I am going to be a good boy for you, miss. Yes, Yes, you are. You're going to be such a good little boy for your teacher. As she strokes your cock, up and down, with her expert hands, and squeezes your balls tight. Do you like that? Yeah, I know you do, little boy. Because I can see the moans you're trying to stop escaping from your lips. Biting them. Oh. It's okay to moan, darling. Show me how much you enjoy your teacher giving you special attention. There we go. Good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it now? This is all you needed. And from now on, you're going to be the best student, aren't you? Yeah. You're going to get all your work done on time, aren't you? You are going to be such a good boy for me going forward. You're going to be my little teacher's pet. You can stay late after every class, picking up the rubbish your fellow students have left, cleaning my chalkboard, whilst I sit at my desk, feet up on the table, watching you being a good little pet. And then, when you've finally proved yourself to be a good, good student, you'll get this. Yeah. If you're a good boy, if you do all your work and pass, you'll get this extra attention from me. And maybe... maybe one day I'll actually suck your cock. Like in that smutty fantasy of yours. But you have to do everything I say. Everything I ask. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? Louder, sweetie. They can't hear you in the back. Good boy. I can tell you're getting close. All this special attention is getting too much for you. But hold it. Just for a moment. You'll be allowed to come soon. I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And on 0, you will come. And you will give me every drop of cum from those balls of yours. Do you understand? But I won't be stopping when I hit 0. No. I want every drop of cum. So I'll be squeezing and pumping and milking. And you won't complain. You'll be a good teacher's pet and just let me. Do you understand? Yes? Is that clear inside that little brain of yours? Yes, miss, indeed. Because you are a good little teacher's pet, aren't you? Louder. Good boy. Are you ready? Yeah. 10. I know it feels good to have my hand around your cock. 9. 8. But you need to hold it. 7. You need to be a good boy. 6. 5. Because good boys get rewards. 4. 3. And the biggest reward, 2, will be my mouth around your cock. 1. One day. Are you ready? 0. Come for me, little teacher's pet. Come. Come for your teacher. Good boy. That's it. Let it all out. It feels good, doesn't it? Every single drop being milked from your cock. As I keep stroking, up and down, holding it tight. Aww. Let out those whimpers, sweet boy. Those moans. As I keep stroking, milking that cock from every little drop of cum. Squeezing those balls harder. Draining you of all your cum. Oh, I know it's sensitive, little pet. I know it hurts. But I won't stop. No. Not until I know all that cum is gone. You need to be drained, little boy. So you can concentrate on your studies. So you can be a good boy for me. So you get your reward. There we go. Well done. There. Well then, sweetie. Class dismissed.